Pakistan paid their first visit to England. They will remember that for the victory at the Oval that Fazal Mahmood bowled them to. There was consolation for the bowlers who had suffered earlier at Trent Bridge at the hands of Dennis Compton.
And now in comes Khan, bowls to him, and he cracks that back down to mid-off, but mid-off is, I was going to say, respectfully deep. Mid-off's position is a women and children first position. They're obviously about to take to the boats, and there are several players, if they went back 3 yards further, wouldn't be on the field of play at all. The Pakistan side is as scattered as I've seen anyone since England didn't like Bradman. And now here's Khan coming in, and he bowls to Compton, and Compton covers up to a good one. Well bowled, Khan. He went to the edge of the crease, and there's not much swing left in it. The atmosphere doesn't want to play anyway, and the pitch hasn't been playing for a day. But he pushed it in as his leg stump from the edge of the crease. And any batsman's got to play that one with respect. It was on a length, it was pretty quick, and it would have twirled his leg peg out of the ground. So Compton played it. 161 he is now. England 393 for four. And Khan bowls to him, and Compton hooks in with four runs. And that one isn't in. That one just isn't in the stroke book at all. The remarkable thing about it is that Compton didn't wind himself, because it was a short arm jab in which he drew his left arm back so hard into his stomach, it's a wonder he didn't elbow himself in the spine. A powerful short-armed hook, just the wrists and the forearms did it. Four runs like a rocket. 397 for four. Khan again in, bowls to Compton, he's down the wicket, he's hit him hard and high down through long on, and there's no one there, it's another four, and the 400 up. And this century, Arthur Wrigley shows me, puts Compton above Hobbs in the number of test centuries scored. Though, and level with Sutcliffe, still behind Hutton and Hammond. Now here's Khan to Compton. Compton pushes that out on the offside. He's taken another single. This means to say that these two come together in the same world. And great worshipper of Jack Hobbs as I am, I think it must be said that Compton in his time has had a different but a comparable greatness, playing often against the tide over the years when we were losing. And I think it's a bracket that Jack Hobbs would not resent, and of which Compton, with his usual modesty, would be happily proud. Now, Khan to Bailey, and Bailey plays forward. You know, really, this seems like after the Lord Mayor's car show comes the dust card. But Bailey's little forward stroke, when he's called upon to perform, just doesn't seem to belong in the same world. I'm sorry if any of you listening habitually listen to Test cricket, because I realise this doesn't sound like Test cricket a bit. But it has, I think for many of us, a rather sad nostalgia. It's reminiscent of the Compton of 1947, who never failed and who never had the critics, any of them at all, on his collar. Playing for fun again. How long his wind is going to hold out under this galloping, I don't know. I think he might get out from sheer shortness of breath from taking runs. Well, now, Carter seems at the moment to have about five fieldsmen and seven missionaries. You know, as they used to say in Victorian days, sent into distant fields. They're still in Trent Bridge, but only just. And now Carter comes in, bowls to Compton, and Compton off, I was going to say off the back foot. He dropped back level with the wicketkeeper and a yard outside his leg stump and hit it into the covers. It was coming at his leg stump. There's a cover on the boundary, an extra cover on the boundary, a long off on the boundary, a long on the boundary. Carter bowls again. Compton goes down the track and he's hit it high and steep, and there are two of them trying to catch it. They both dropped it and it's rolled over for four. I'm not sure that it doesn't become six. Now he's signaled four, but I think the crowd wants six there, that it bounced out of the hands and straight over the boundary. There were two men there, a deep extra cover and long off. They ran in, collided, and the ball dropped between them, as it always does when anybody's giving it a hammer like this.
That 1954 innings was to be Compton's highest test score, 278 in England's innings victory.